Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, I love that commercial, Your Future Awaits. Yes, to remind everybody, that's stars with a Z, psychics.com. And this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, of course. And I have the lovely Maya Moon with me, of course, every Monday night, as long as we have a show. Sometimes we don't because things happen. But tonight we're talking about spirit guides, their purpose and their benefits. And some of us know about our guides, some of us don't. I'm kind of a novice in the area because I always say my guides are on vacation because I don't know who they are, but that's just a joke. Anyways, how are you tonight, Maya Moon?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. It's good to be here, and I like the subject, and I hope everyone had a nice Halloween. Last Monday was it was the day before Halloween, and welcome
right, yeah.
to all the listeners, and, you know, we get calls. If you want to call in, if you have a general comment or, you know, a general question about the topic, you're welcome, but we don't do readings on air. Now, what about the chat room? I know they do many readings or one question readings
in
the
chat
room.
Yeah, they do, but Candy cannot get into the chat room, and she can't figure out why.
Her
provider is not letting her access, so we don't know. So, I mean, I go back and forth. I mean, I opened it, and I don't know. She's probably going to have to really call Blog Talk because that's the only way, you know, that you're going to find out. You have to have a direct thing with them, and I tried, but it did, you know, didn't do any good, so... But it is open, and I have somebody there, and I will say hello to them. I can type to them, and they can hear. Actually, they should be able to hear. The speaker's on now. So, but anyways, it's a great subject tonight, I think. Maybe you can get started with it, and then I'll intervene, as I do so well. You know me,
okay,
I have a caller. So while you're doing that, I'm going to get to this caller.
Okay, so when we talk about spirit guides, I know there's a lot of different meanings and a lot of people define it differently or think of it differently. What I'm referring to is we have, like, I know Natalie had posted about guardians, which I believe to be a little bit different. Our actual spirit guides are pure spiritual energy. I believe at one time they were humans, but they evolved past the point of having to reincarnate. So their job, if you will, or their responsibility or duty is to be assigned to a human, and they work with that human to help guide that person, to give them insight. And you know, I'm not sure if we'll end up making this into two parts. It just kind of depends because there's so much information. But just a couple basic things that I believe, and this is all things that I learned either through working or through what my guides taught me, is that even though we may not be aware of them, some of us are more consciously aware of our spirit guides than others. We all have spirit guides, and so we all have guides, and we all have more than one, although it seems to me that they can play different roles. and that there's kind of like a leader or one in charge, so to speak. To me, there's a hierarchy, and then guardians are something a little bit different. And in general, our spirit guides, that doesn't mean that our loved ones don't look out for us or help us, but our actual spirit guides, I do not believe that those are our loved ones past, and that's only because, as I mentioned, our spirit guides are, you know, spiritual energies that have evolved to such a high spiritual degree, are elevated to such a point that they no longer need to return to Earth. They no longer need to complete their karma or their soul contracts or learn their lessons. So I believe Natalie's back, so we'll...
Yes, I am back. I was joking about myself not having guides. I'm sure I do. Because a lot of... I meditate a lot. I get quiet a lot, and I might not even know that they're around. That's possible. I don't see why not. But to know them by name, no, I don't. I've never really asked, but... everybody knows I just go to God and Jesus. That's where I go. So maybe they just figure, oh, well, we're not good enough or something. I don't know, but I really don't know. I mean, how do you know, Maya, for those who are listening, how do you know if you have a guide, you know, or some kind of guide, a spirit with you? Spirits are different than guides, though, correct?
Well, what I said is, first of all, we all have guides. We just may not be conscious of the interactions between them, but I believe that that's something we're all assigned. That's just part of, you know, what goes on, if you will. And then, you know, you mentioned guardians, and then our loved ones who watch over us, that's different. So we don't always know. Sometimes we have to go through exercises, if you will, or processes to get to know them. A lot of people ask about the name, and I believe that in their world, if you will, in their mind, it's not necessary for them to have a name. That's more of a human thing. It's like if you think of a dog or a cat. We don't call them dog, cat, or bird, or horse. You know, we name them, and that it does give them a personality and personalizes the relationship for us a little bit, and I suppose for them. So with the guides, it's the same. They don't necessarily have to have a name. Now, like one way that I would explain it, that for those that think, well, you know, I never thought I had guides, I never hear them or feel them or seem to have any interaction with them, the way that my mom used to explain it to me long before, when I was very young, before I understood about spirit guides or what that meant or what it entailed, is she used to say, always listen to the little professor in your head. And, you know, what she meant by that is that gut instinct, that feeling. So for those of us that maybe don't, you know, necessarily know or feel or question, you know, do I have spirit guides? You know, are they actually around? Are they helping me? That has a lot to do with our intuition. And although intuition can be a little bit different, it's that stronger feeling of when we feel urged, are really inclined to do something or to not do something. Or a lot of times people will say that they're wrestling with a problem and they have dreams. And sometimes the dreams are so symbolic that it can be dreams can be very confusing. But a lot of times our guides are present in our dreams. It's just in a symbolic way, and they are trying to lead us to the right path or to making the right decision that serves our greater good. So you definitely have guides, and we have usually about three about three guides that each is kind of in charge of something different. And then we even have, you know, we've talked about the animal totems, but we actually have, I believe we have an animal guide that there's kind of like, I call it the inner circle and the outer circle. And so I know you have guides. It's just that you were joking. And I knew that you were joking, and you say that you go right to God and Jesus. And that's okay too. And they probably do interact with you, God and Jesus do, but in between that time, you just look at where you've come and how you were led down this path. I mean, part of it had to be, don't you think it had to be spirit guides had to have, or I would think it would be spirit guides had to have a part in that.
When I was home as a little girl.
Well,
alone,
I mean, that,
my dad. Yeah.
I meant more as you were led to go to the path of.
I think, you know, this could go back to, I always call most things divine intervention. If it's not a miracle, it's divine intervention to me. But yes, to get, like, just, you know, to meet the right people. Like for me and Tony, my webmaster, that was unique in itself. Now, I had really nothing to do with it. I mean, I just kind of followed my instincts, you could say, but maybe I really wasn't. He was on the phone, and I thought, I'm going to call his number, see if I can get his number when I do a callback, and I did, because it was his cell number. Had I not have done that, I would have had to have waited for him to contact me. Although him and I, we've laughed at it. And he said, I would have called you. And I thought to myself, no, I wasn't going to take a chance on that, you know. So maybe there was a little guidance there, like kind of pushed me to get his phone number. And that's been 9 years now. We've been together doing the site and all the sites, as a matter of fact. So I think, but I don't know their names, and I don't see them, hear them. Not really. I really don't. But I think my development might be a little bit different. Is that possible, that I just don't need to see them or hear them? Maybe it could all be behind the scenes, because they're probably thinking, well, you know, she doesn't talk to us, so we'll just go about our business and push her where she's supposed to go, and there it is, you know. But, yeah, I think it's nice if you do know. I think it's a wonderful thing if you can find out their names, and it's kind of like having your own little friend. Maybe I did as a little girl, but I don't recall talking to somebody that was invisible. I just didn't. Maybe I did. You know, when you're small, you're always talking. I mean, you hear that all the time. Oh, she's in the room talking to somebody. Well, maybe I did that, but nobody was home, and I don't even remember, because I didn't need to remember. All I did was follow how I was guided, and I'm sure I was, to do what I did, to stay focused and not worry about my silly girlfriends and their little quirks that they had and the fact that they didn't want me around or whatever, and it didn't bother me. So maybe that probably really helped me. You know, I'm sure I was guided there, because I could have, like you said, I could have turned out to be a monster, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean... Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm grateful for that. So I think we have, well, you know, I always end the show in believe in things that you cannot see, because they're there. I mean, I'm talking about it right now. Believe in it anyhow. I do. I have a great imagination. And sometimes I wonder if it's my imagination or maybe it's some things to come. You know how sometimes people will meditate and they get all these ideas, and I'm thinking, well, maybe this is what my meditation is, and my guides are really guiding me, letting me know that keep doing this because it is going to happen for you. I don't know. But I don't hear them. Do most people hear them, Maya, or is that very rare?
I think that tends to be more on the uncommon side. For those that are very auditory, whether they're experts, and they're in the business, or they're just spiritual people, or some people just tend to hear things more than they feel them or see them. Like I've talked about how some of us are more tactile. We need to feel something. Some of us are more, we think it, like you're more meditative. And I don't hear mine. So for me, the way it works, and I believe that's true with a lot of people too, is I'm shown pictures and images and symbols. And just keep in mind that I didn't even know really what a spiritual guide was, let's say 20 years ago, but I've honed that skill just like you've done with stars. You knew what having an online business like this was about. You worked in the business, but now you went from being a novice and just kind of dabbling in it kind of. I don't want to, you know, make it sound like
you
didn't
really
know
I was
anything.
Kind of feeling my way to doing things. I mean, it was like a hit and miss. I mean, nobody, I didn't know anybody who did something like this, but I knew what I wanted it to be. The colors of stars, and, you know, again, that's STARZ, psychics.com, if you have not gone to the site. Those blue colors are my colors. That was something that I had in my other site, but Tony gathered everything. Can you imagine the guidance he had? Because he came over and he said, well, you know, go to your site. And I looked at it, and I couldn't believe the color scheme that he had. Not the way it is now, but the very first. You remember the first one.
Yeah.
And it was all my colors, all my blues. And even when he tried to change the colors to more white, and I just said, oh, no, no, we're not doing that. He laughed at me, and he says, I don't know why I'm arguing with you. I said, don't argue with me. This is what I want. I want it to have that blue hue, and that's what he came up with. And after he did it, he said to me, you know,
that's
I always
funny.
Think that I can argue with you, but I can't. He said, because you really do what you do best, and I do what I do best, and that's why we make a great team. And that's true, you know. But, no, I didn't you know, I had Planet Stars, and that had actually a lighthouse, but I, you know, and I had the name Stars Psychics, and I own Stars Psychic also. I had that since 1999, but I really didn't see myself as doing anything with it. It was really strange. I was, you know, not pushed, but my first webmaster, he said, why don't you just get all the stars prefix that you can? So we did. I did. I have a lot of them. But then all of a sudden, I don't even know what it was. So I guess I really was guided, Maya. It was time. It was time, and I didn't even think of it that way. It was time. Okay, Natalie, it's time to put it up. It's time to do this. It's time to become something on the Internet that most people have not seen, that it's a different kind of a site. You know, we're family. You know, I'm always writing to my advisors, always, or I'm getting them in chat or sending them. I can put little notes, and you can see them as soon as you log in. I do that all the time. But I wanted it to be a place where everybody could come for whatever they need. That was my slogan when I started Planet Stars. But it takes time, you know, time and a lot of effort, and then you have to go through all the process of testing. But I think when I think about it, I'm sure I was guided to do it. I was nudged. It's time to do this just because I don't even know why I did it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Except when I started these sites now, when I started to develop them, the Internet was not like it was, and probably I saw it really changing. You know, there wasn't Google, there wasn't Firefox, there wasn't Yahoo. It was America Online, Internet Explorer, Prodigy was around, and there was something else, Thunderhawk was actually Firefox. And then they took it over, and they really, well, it is what it is today. So it just started to surface all of these things, and I thought, I didn't even think. I'm telling you, I did not even think about it. I just said to Tony, I said, come over, we got to do this. And I'm sure I was guided to do that. It was a big nudge. I got a big nudge. So, and it's over 6 years old now, and we do have our rooms. They're just about ready for me to go see, and we'll be teaching, you know, people will be teaching classes like yourself, Maya, and that'll add to the site. He's going to put my bookstore back up again. I do have a bookstore that's through Amazon, believe it or not. It's just not there. And, you know, just easy access. I mean, you go to the site and you can get, you know, access to all of these things. And so those were my ideas anyhow. And, of course, they had to come from someplace. And, I mean, I'm intelligent, but I don't know that I'm super creative. Sometimes I am. So I think you can have guides guiding you, and you really don't even know about it until down the road, like me, and you look back and you say, oh, yes, makes sense now. Why did I do that then? I don't know. I just did it, you know. So now what I want to ask you, too, is about, you know, everybody knows about synchronization and being at the right place at the right time. Do you think that is a lot, not most of it, all of it, but do you think some of that is done because of guides?
Guidance
that we're given?
Yes, that's a great question for our listeners. And I believe that our guides, unless they've gotten special permission, and then usually someone else is sent in to do that. But our guides can't interfere with our free will and our soul contract and our purpose. Their job is to help us stay on that track and to guide us, but they can't change something. But yes, I do believe that they help with synchronicity, and they, let's say that we're supposed to meet, I think that's what you mean, like, let's say we're
supposed to meet somebody, and it doesn't mean a romance, it means just a good friendship in your life, somebody, that's what that is, yes, you are guided to do that, you can be guided to do that, correct?
Yes, you can be guided to do that. So just as a quick example, let's say that there's a job interview and you're supposed to, it's scheduled for, let's say I've got a job interview and I don't feel that excited. I'm scared about leaving the job I have and I'm not sure, but so I'm kind of hemming and hawing and do I really want to go? But I just keep getting this feeling, come on, you need to go, you need to go, you need to go. And I go, and I get there, and I find out the job is an absolute perfect fit for me. The pay is exactly what I needed. It's a much better environment. So that's synchronicity, but that's also my guides were the ones that were on me, if you will. They were making sure that they weren't interfering with my free will. They weren't forcing me to go. They weren't putting my clothes on and, you know, driving my car for me. But they were pushing me. And that can be true job, like you said, meeting a friend, starting a business, walking our path. I mean, having a child, falling in love, or I shouldn't say falling in love, but meeting a life partner, a soulmate, all of that. So, yes, they do. And we have their guidance and insight. Like, I was going to ask you something because you had said that you never hear them and you don't feel that you're really consciously aware of them. And I told you that mine are almost always in images. And it took me a long time before I ever actually saw. And this was, I don't want to call it a dream because it was more of a vision. And a vision is where we have fallen asleep, but we're not in a sleep. It's not a dream.
Right, you're not asleep.
Okay.
It's you're almost in the etheric point where,
exactly.
I do that a lot. I do that a lot.
Okay, so have you ever had, like, sometimes it can be hard because there's so much that's entailed in spirituality, but have you ever had a dream or a vision or just had a flash or a picture of someone very different from you, like maybe a monk, but you know that it's not you. You know that it doesn't feel like it's you from a past life. It just feels like something American Indian. It could be a cowboy. It doesn't even have to be a female. It could, because it's a guide. It's not you. Something like that you never were quite able to figure out what that was all
no,
about.
I've never gotten anything like that. The only thing that I've ever gotten, and I've told you before, was that it would just be about when I'm ready to wake up, but not quite. I can hear things around me. I always call it, you're kind of like in the etheric level there. You're just like in a level, and you hear things and see, you can see things if you open your eyes, but you really don't. My phone would ring one time, but my phone wasn't really ringing because the first time it happened, I went to reach for the phone. It woke me up. I mean, I moved for the phone, and it wasn't ringing. And it happened quite a few times. Now, this was after my husband passed away. Not the first year, but like the second year. We talked about it. And I rarely get that now. I think it was him, and I don't really know what it was for, maybe just to let me know that he was there, he was there with me or looking over me. I don't really know. But that's the only thing that I can say that I ever heard. I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever saw anything as a little girl. I was so oblivious to everything, and I didn't even know. I mean, I knew about angels from going to catechism and all of that, but that didn't really resonate with me. It was really strange. I didn't hold on to it because I had my own values, my own thinking of the church, and I wondered why we had to go to church to talk to God. I couldn't figure that one out. And so I guess I wasn't rebelling. I mean, I went. I made all the sacraments and all that. And when I was in high school, I went to church every day just to get a ride to school. But we went, and it was okay. It was good. So I don't really know. And anything after that, I don't really know. And I can't even say that near accident that my son and my husband almost had. I don't think that that was a guide. I think that was an archangel. Yeah. That was
right.
Big.
I agree.
So that was that. I think, too, don't you think that if the guides feel that you are really seeking them, that they'll come forth in some manner? Maybe they feel, well, you know, she's busy doing her own thing now, and she talks to God every day and, you know, and Jesus. Now, Jesus did come to me in a dream. And, of course, you know, I had that thing that happened to me when I was really, really seriously ill. But other than that, I don't even know what that was. We think that that was some divine intervention. That was something big, too. So I've been fortunate in my life, you could say, or not, because both of them were near fatal for me, but I have had two big things happen to me, and I know what it was, and I know why it happened, and so maybe that's it. Maybe the guys, you know, we'll just help her. We just don't have to let her know what we're doing. But we're going to nudge her this way. This morning, my friend called me to go out and running around with her, and we'll go to lunch, you know, okay. And I kind of hesitated. But then I thought to myself, no, go. It'll be good. It's still beautiful here in South Carolina. We're still in the 80s. And I'm thinking, nah, just go. Just go. She's a lot of fun. So she comes over. See, there was a reason. She comes over, and she knocks at my garage door, and I was just getting my shoes on, and she comes in with this big, huge traveling bag, like a big, heavy, red, beautiful red. She says, this color is you, and I think, okay, heavier than I'll get out. I said, what, am I traveling to Europe? She said, I don't know. Your name was on it. I just thought I'd bring it over. So I went, but I didn't know I was going to get anything from her. And we got to have lunch. My son met us, which is another bonus. And they got to talk because they hadn't seen, you know, each other in a really long time. So there was a reason that I was nudged to go. And I did, and we had a great time. And so I think if you look at things, maybe if you look at things that you do, kind of hesitate, and you end up doing, maybe that's really your guide saying, no, go. Go, Natalie, go. Go. You need to go. Not that it's going to be, you know, bad for you if you don't go or bad for you if you do go, but it's just something that you need to do for your own well-being. I already answered my question. I'm so good at doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was laughing. Well, I would have answered it. But, I think people don't realize that the little things that they do could actually be guides kind of pushing you. I like to say nudging you a little bit, just kind of
flicking
at you.
Well,
go, come on, go. You can do this, you know. And, of course, we know all about pets, what pets are. My Muzhi, he's amazing. I swear he talks to me. But, yeah, now you've had some wonderful things happen for you, correct? I think you should talk about that because you have more of the actual guidance. And, you know, everybody knows I love it when you say convene. I just love that word. I don't know why. I like it when you say it, I think. But it's true. That's what she does. She convenes. She gathers them. She says, well, I'll convene, and then I'll let you know. I mean, if there's something that I ask her about, and she'll convene with them, and then maybe day two or a bad day or whatever, she'll go back to me, well, yep, I convene with them, and this is what they said. And sometimes I don't think she even has to, I'm talking about you now, that you really even have to say, I need to convene with you on this matter. I think they just come to you anyhow. And everybody needs to know that you're a wonderful medium, that you offer that. I like to promote you because, you know, you do the show every week. And I have to say something about our priestess, Candy Ranson. She can't get into the chat room, but she is on Hangouts. It's called Hangouts. Can you imagine that? We're hanging out, her and I, and she's talking to me. And she's trying to get in. She's tried, you know, she said, well, we'll just talk this way. She just said something here, and I guess I should say something. What she's intervening. She said, guides and guardians are there to help us along our path. It is like that little voice in our heads that tells us which direction to go. She says, I have a little man in my head. Like Maya was saying, people ask me, why is it a man? I can't explain that. She said, you keep, meaning me, describing my life, and I have to wonder what took so long to bring us together after the fact that you, I go back to my phone, you and I seem to have lived the same life. I don't know, Maya. You have any answer to that? It's true. You know, I think that's got to do with guides, too. I think guides bring you to people that may need you, like a kind of mother Candy, you know, she'll just call me and what do you think I should do with this and all that, you know. And I could be her mother, but I think some people come to you like that. I think it's intervene. I think it's made to happen, like you and I.
Right. Well,
both of
us. Think of it. My answer to that is yes. That's what Candy is saying is like the way my mom used to say it, and she had no idea what she was really talking about. She used to just say the little professor, and she also referred to him as a male. And I don't know why, and I don't believe she did. But if we think of it this way, if everyone that was supposed to be in our life and that had been in our lives before we reincarnated with our, you know, we had been in a previous life with, if they all came, I mean, there's no way all of them could come to us from the moment we were born. I mean, we would never get anything done, and neither would they. So
right.
You have to think that there's synchronicity and there's a plan. And so people come into our lives at different times when they're needed, when something has perhaps been completed, or maybe when they're ready or we're ready to accept that. So like as far as you and Candy meeting, for example, you were supposed to meet. Both of your guides may have helped that to occur and to come about, even though that was supposed to happen. Your guides on both sides may have helped you, but it's possible
right.
that neither of you or one of you were not ready for that you met. You know, we're constantly evolving and changing,
right.
which is why a lot of people, they may meet one of their soulmates, but a lot of times what I'll tell them is that doesn't necessarily mean that is supposed to be your life partner, because you may not be at your full capacity spiritually or emotionally. You may not have completed lessons and certain things. And so their timing can be extremely important, and we have to wait. So, you know, the people that come into our lives, they can't always come you know, sooner, like we could look back and say, gosh, why didn't I meet this person 10 years ago? Well, we were
timing,
the same
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
And our guys are, you know, and always with us. And one thing about you is I believe that your guides, you know, they didn't create stars. I'm not giving them credit for that. But they, you know, I mean, years ago before that was a seed planted within you, really, when you weren't sure you were, you know, doing hair, you were doing other things.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you had never really imagined that you would be where you are today.
No.
So, but your guides knew, and they have helped you in, like, times when you've been, and we all have been, there's been times when you've been, you know, down or melancholy
oh, yeah.
or worried.
Oh, yeah.
And
it hasn't been, it's not a cakewalk. I mean, you know, and that's true. But, and I was nudged at the right time. But Tony had to come into my life, see. That had to, because I always knew, and for anybody thinking about doing a site of any size, you have to be able to know what you're doing and to trust the other person who's designing for you. You have to have that rapport. And Tony and I have not really argued. He knows he can't argue with me anyways, but because he'll laugh and he'll say, I tell my fiance, Michelle, why do I argue with her? She's always right. No, I tell him I'm right about this business. I learned. I did all the steps when I worked on America Online. That was not a that wasn't a blunder. That was to get my feet wet.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it at the time. I was just excited. I had a computer and I wanted to work online and I applied and they hired me. I mean, I had two people interview me and I got hired. I mean, that was to get my feet wet to see. Well, we got to show her what she doesn't want. And so that she can see what she does want. Well, it was easy. It was really, really easy. And that's how that began. But, yeah, I did hair. I worked in tennis clubs, which I really loved. If I have to look back on your life and see what you've done. And when I left the big club, I ended up working with my son and how wonderful that was. And I learned something else. I mean, I'm forever learning a new, adding a skill to my list of what I can do. I think you're right about that. That was I was just nudged a little, you know. Go ahead, go do this. I'd be talking to myself anyways, you know. Come on, what do you think about this? But sometimes when I see things happen, like. No matter what it is, like, you know, what happened in Texas or the hurricanes, and I know what that's like. You know, I will sometimes just stand there. I do this. Okay, God, tell me what that was about. What purpose did that? I mean, I do. Because, you know, I know there's a reason for it all. And, you know, I told you about in New Orleans, my friend there, she said that it's because it had to be cleaned up. New Orleans had to be cleaned up. It was a mess. She said God came in and he cleaned it up. That's how a lot of them felt there. But that was there. But for some things, you know, I always have all these questions. But I think guides help us and we don't even know it. You know, we really don't.
And it could be, too, that you don't feel your guide strongly because at this point in your life right now, they have no need to really intervene because you're doing things, you're on your path, and they only intervene. And many people even use other divination tools and other methods, and they still have guides. They just don't. Either aren't aware or don't rely on that. They have other methods and, you know, they too are on their path and don't feel the need. So we all have guides, but some of us, it's just like, you know, some people use the tarot. Some people, are into astrology. There's no better or worse, you know, right or wrong. There's just different ways.
And I use regular playing cards. I have developed them, but it's the same deck that I've had probably, well, since 1982, some of the cards I've had to replace, but some of them are the existing cards, and that's how I used to do my readings when I lived up in Michigan, was with them, and I mean, I could even say who was going to be the first person who was going to call me that day. I mean, they're very accurate, but you know, people say, well, why don't you read? Well, I don't, because I have a passion for what I'm doing now, and when I have the magazine, and I have three monitors, and if you could see me doing the magazine, I mean, I'm just I know I'm glowing. I mean, I'm doing it for people in all over the world. I'm doing all of these things, and they're sending me these beautiful notes, and I get a lot of pleasure out of that. But that's my passion. Could I do it all day long? No, I like the interaction with people. You know, you can always reach me on Stars. If I'm up, it'll be pure chat. Talk to Natalie about the site or any kind of questions. Not readings, but I'll answer your questions and guide you maybe if I have to. But I have I don't feel the need to read. I really, really don't. And there's another reason for that, and you know it already, Maya, is that, you know, when you're an owner, and a lot of these people have come to what used to be Planet Stars, they followed me, and they've been with me like almost 20 years. I don't want to pull them from any of my advisors who have them as clients, because they're going to say, Natalie's on. I don't want to take a dime from them, away from them. That's how I feel. Now, but you have to remember, I do things under grace. It doesn't bother me at all. There's no glory for me in doing that. You know, there's no ego involved with that for me. I don't need to do that. I get my nice feeling when I do the magazine or I direct somebody to Maya. But I also feel that I've been guided to do that. You have to be a certain kind of person to say, well, I wanna start making some money. Everybody's making the money and I'm not. You know, you get that, then the ego steps in. But that doesn't happen with me, and I'm really happy with myself, and so I have the guides to thank, of course, God. And but sometimes they have their hands full with me. I get all these harebrained ideas, and idle time brings me lots of ideas. So guides are there. We just might not know who they are or feel their presence, I suppose. Do guides really? They can move things, can't they? Can't spirit guides move things?
Well, guides, as far as our
no spirits do that, I guess, right?
Right. I would say that our guides can only help us to understand the world. Like, I would say when, you know, I'll quickly share a story as far as moving things or giving us, you know, strong signs that are, you know, tangible, you know, physical signs. That would be something that's more guardians or angelic or divine intervention. Our spirit guides have boundaries, and the way that it's presented to me is that they have, you know, they have to be very careful in guiding us versus changing our free will, our interfering with our purpose, our lessons, our free will. But I had an experience, and when I came out of this, what led to this is that I knew that, you know, I couldn't understand where this information was coming from, why, you know, how I was able to garner this information or get this information. Excuse me. I've been a Christian, and I believe in the Christian God, and I know for some people that's you know, they don't understand, they feel this, but it isn't to me at all. But at any rate, I couldn't understand, you know, and I was questioning, where does this come from? And I was concerned, is this good? Is this something that's disguising itself, that's appearing to be of the light, but is dark? And I was very concerned with many different aspects, and I knew that I was getting information. Now, this isn't very long ago. maybe 15 years ago, maybe not quite that long. I had been spiritual and had done readings since I was a teenager, but this is when I really felt a strong calling to go into this full-time and to do it as my calling and my life's purpose, whatever, you know, word you want to use. And I had asked, and probably for maybe a week, I had asked that somehow I be shown or this be explained to me. And I will never forget the way that it first occurred. I had gone to bed, and I was in, you know, a brainwave pattern where I was not asleep. This was not a dream.
Like a level. We call it a level. Yeah.
And I was introduced to several guides, and it was as though I was watching. Now this happens frequently, or I can convene. I know you like when I say that with my guides,
yes.
But Rashim is who I would call my closest guide, my top guide. I'd say he's a Tibetan type person. I wouldn't really say he's a monk, but that's about as close as I could get to trying to describe him, is that he's Tibetan, and he is pretty much in the hierarchy. He's the one that usually will explain the more difficult things. And it was like I was sitting and watching this panoramic view, this movie. And in this vision, I saw what the inner circle, which I had two other guys. I really don't have names for them. I have another male and a female, and the female is at least part what I would consider American Indian, not completely, but part. And the second male, I'm not too sure. He seems more just, I don't want to say normal, but just an average person. And I was shown that there was a fire, and there was a full American Indian and a wolf, along with a couple other animals, but mostly a wolf. And they guarded the fire. And the way Rashim explained this to me is that they guard the outer perimeters of your spiritual being and your core. So they're your guardians. They keep you safe. They keep you, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean they can do it magically. I still have to be aware of things. So it's not like I can just leave my doors open, for example, and not use an alarm or not worry about being robbed. But they showed me that the wolf was an animal guide of mine, and that the wolf protected me. And then they showed me that I had three and possibly more, but they were not strong enough or influential enough to be shown. And they gave me a lot of things that I remember from time to time, but I could never remember it all at that moment. They showed me the world and a lot of meanings, universal, taught me a lot. From that day on, I realized that the information that I was receiving was via my guides, that they would be the ones to, for example, as a medium, when I would connect with someone who had passed, it was mostly Rashim that would, my guides that would be a liaison, you know, between the two energies and help me to connect. And they also began using images and symbols, like I pay close attention because now I know like what rocking a baby might mean. It has a special meaning to me. I know that my guides are showing me the symbol, for example, of pregnancy, or just, there's just a lot of it is symbolic that I've learned to interpret because they've used those same symbols. And so if it's a matter of deep importance or something that, you know, I need time to, you know, that's when I'll say to you, I need to convene with my guides because it's not something that I feel like I want to rush. And very often when I go to bed or sometimes just if I take like what I call a cat nap, I will have it's like a panoramic, that's the best way I know to describe it. And it's not just about maybe a person that I'm, you know, worried about or asking about it. Of course, I don't do that during a reading. I don't fall asleep and take a cat nap. So I'm able to connect with them immediately because I practice that. And I've worked at it, not because I'm just lucky or special. And they've shown me a lot about the world. Some of it, like I said, I remember. And some of it, they tell me when the time is right or when it's needed, you will remember what has been shown to you. So that's how I first came about being made aware of my guides and what they were, and I asked a lot of questions during that time, that original time, and that's when I was told that everyone has guides and we can help you, we can lead you, we can, you know, try to show you and, like, give you a feeling, you know, like talking to yourself, if you will, you know, asking whoever, whether it's God or you're just asking in general, you know, should I do this? Am I doing the right thing? Do I need to follow my heart? All that, your answers are almost always being given by your guides. So that's how, and I know we're running short, so I'm pretty
much
done. Yeah,
we're getting close.
That's how I came to know my guides, and the only real name I got was Rashim. And I know that he is, I feel very close to him. I don't see him like I see a shadow people, or I've seen, you know, people that have passed or spiritual beings. I don't see him physically. I see him in my mind. It's an image, and the interaction is telepathic or via a vision, if you will. I don't really like to say dream because it's not a dream where, you know, you're full asleep, and it's different than it's a dream where you're partially awake. So
like maybe when you're taking a nap. See, for me, I think because my mind runs like I do overtime, my mind is so tired, I'm just left alone. I really think that because I can turn the television on and Muji is there with me. You know, he waits. He's like this little good little boy. And I watch TV a little bit, and then pretty soon I catch myself going to sleep. I shut the TV off, and I'm out. I don't toss and turn. I am out. So, I mean, and when I wake up, it's almost always the same time. But maybe one has to pay more attention. Maybe you have to say something like, you know, if you'd like to, you know, visit me, you know, come and see me while I'm asleep or something like that. But I get my best when before we did the show, you know, we started the show, I always sit quietly, and my Muji cat, my cat is with me all the time, and we sit there, and I could go to sleep if I let myself go. That's how calm I get. It's the best time for me. I'm probably getting information, and I don't even know it until the next day, and, you know, I get these ideas. I'm sure that's where they come from, but when I email Tony, I'll say, well, I got kind of bored here, so I'm thinking of other things. He's probably thinking to himself, oh, my God, where did she get all these ideas from? But I do. But they're not necessarily mine, you know, and I think they're coming from my guides, you know. I'm getting some kind of I think so. I really do.
Or you know, it could be, I do believe they're coming from your guides, or they're ideas that are so deeply embedded within you that your guides are pulling them out, if that makes sense.
Right.
And bringing them to your from your subconscious, or from your spiritual memories into your daily life, so that suddenly you're like, why didn't I think of this? This will be perfect. I've got to call Tony.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, his guides, I'm sure, work with mine and probably go twirling around because they think, oh, God, she's calling again. But it's funny because what I do is I'll have an idea and I'll say to him, okay, I've got this idea. Don't say anything, but I've been doing this for years with him. I just want you to whirl it in your head and see what you come up with. Like sometimes it'll be something simple like for example, I can log readers off now if they are having trouble with their computers and they can't log themselves off. I have the ability to do that. I don't have to go in with their email and their password, look all that up on another screen. Now it's right in my administrative panel. I'll say to him, it would be nice if I could do this, but I don't tell him how to do it.
Right.
And he'll send me an email, go check. And when he does it to my liking. It's I guess because he kind of knows what I like and what I don't. Oh, I'll tell him if I don't like it. No, that's not going to fly. But everything he does now, he seems to just fall into this pattern. And he'll do things and not even tell me, like these rooms. We had one room for teaching, and then he had too much he had to do in it, and he didn't like the idea of it and all that, so he said, no, we're going to do something else. Well, to me, that means taking more time, and I really didn't want that. But then what he does, last week he says, oh, about another week or so, I'll be able to show you the room. He doesn't even tell me. You know, because he knows, because he says to the guys that are on the team, we call them our dream team, look, Natalie will tell me if she likes it or she doesn't like it. If she doesn't like it, we fix it.
Right.
Don't,
yes,
because
do
she is the one that's on both ends. She can see on both ends what's acceptable. We're just the developers. We don't know. They don't know, you know. And it's hilarious how he does that. But he probably has guides that push him in a direction, and now you know she's not going to like it that way. You got to do it this way.
So no, I'm sure he. Yeah,
he does. He has to.
I would say
he really
that
because we get along very, very well. And it's amazing. So I'm sure he has guys on his end that are helping him to develop. And if I tell him something, it's funny. Sometimes he has a list. He's always got a list. We have a bug list in the site that I can put stuff in there. But he remembers things because weeks later I'll say, remember when you talked about this? And I'll say, yeah, oh, we'll go into your admin and go look. It's there. I mean, he doesn't even tell me he's doing it because he knows of the importance, but we have a good understanding with each other. I mean, we've never hung up on each other or anything. He's a lovely Libra. He's easy. He's just, you know, he likes to please and all that. And I'm a Sag on the cusp. I'm, you know, I got some Scorpio. So, you know, and I can tell you like it is, but I can also temper it very nicely for you. And I know him very well now. But he has guys. He has really great ones because everything he does, he'll say, I don't even know where this came from. I'll just shake my head on the phone. Oh, but I do. And it's kind of cool. I don't know. You know, it's funny when you're dealing with somebody who's so, I'm not going to say he's not spiritual, and I'm using him as my guinea pig. Not that he's not spiritual, but he's certainly not like I am. But he's told me a few times. He says, that's why I listen to you. He says, I think you really know. You really see it when it's done. I think you have this already. He said, now it's up to me to figure out how to get there. So, yeah, but he trusts me, you know. He says, I trust you, and I trust him. That's it. And then if you want to do something, you've got to have a nice working team, or it's not going to fly. But he has great guys, I can tell you that. He listens, too. He might not even know it, but he does.
Well,
I know when to push.
I mean, you have a very special relationship. I mean, you mentioned several things that have to be in any relationship. It doesn't have to be romantic. There
has
to be trust and respect, and you have that, and you have to have a sense of, you know, you have to take the time and use your resources, your time and your ability and compassion, excuse me, so you know that other person, and you both have done that, and you've honored not just one another, but the relationship, which I talk about that all the time. A relationship is a separate entity from the two people. So you and Tony, you share a very special, very spiritual relationship, and he is a very technical person. So it's time to go. I'm thinking we should come back next week so we can talk about guardians and angels and finish.
Right up my alley. Oh, you know I love that. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we can talk about the differences. And then before I say goodbye, I just want to say, if you want to know your guides, just ask. Before you go to bed, say, I would like to have a better relationship, more interaction with my guides. Can you please help me? And give it some time. Say it every night. Sometimes it can take a couple weeks. And then, like Natalie says at the end, you absolutely have to believe. If you get a picture of a fisherman, an old lady from Russia, it doesn't matter. Whatever name comes into your head, you have to go with that. You have to believe, write it down, and then start addressing that person. And that's more for the humanity than it is for the energy. But go ahead and then go from there. And we'll talk more about that next week. I'll go ahead and say goodnight. God bless everyone, and we'll see you next Monday. And then I'll let Natalie say her goodbyes.
Right, and I want to thank Star Priestess Candy Ranson. She's listening and sending me these little notes, and she's a very special woman that came to Stars probably at the very beginning, I believe. Not when you did, Maya, but pretty close thereafter. And I have great staff there. Go visit them, Stars of the Z, Psychics.com, and also right now we have a special. The cheapest one or the lowest rate one is 15 minutes for $22.50. That's a really good price. You can always contact me. You just click on Contact Us or Contact Natalie. You'll get me. And if I'm on, I'll answer you. I stay up pretty late. I'm going to throw up my pure chat if you have any questions. You can talk to me on the site. It opens up to a little chat thingy, and it's really cool. Sometimes I have, believe it or not, I have clients who will come in just to say hello. I want to talk to you, which is kind of nice.
Good.
You know, we're a special site. We really, really are. So with that, I'm going to tell everybody have a great week. We'll see you next Monday. We'll continue this on, but we'll talk more about angels and that kind of thing. And as I always end my talk, and I say I love you, Maya, I love you, Candy, and everybody out there, please believe in things that you cannot see because they do exist. Good night, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.